You're listening to a University of Kentucky College of Arts and Sciences podcast. Kelly Shum is an undergraduate senior in economics and finance. Recently, Kelly studied in China with other UK students and UK professor Matt Wells. In this podcast, Kelly discusses her experiences studying and traveling in China.
My name is Kelly Shum. I'm a senior in the economics and finance department. I had taken 2 full years of Mandarin at UK, and then when we got there, we took a placement test, which put us into either a beginner level or an intermediate level. And so I ended up being placed in the intermediate class.
Okay, cool. So how was the class set up?
It was pretty similar to the class I had with Matt Wells. He did a lot of interaction speaking, and in our class in China, everything was in Chinese. If we asked our teacher a question in Chinese, she responded in Chinese. If we asked her a question in English, she would respond in Chinese. It was very intensive, which I think was the point of all of it.
Yeah. So do you think that it enhanced your Chinese skill?
Yes, definitely. Even though I felt like I didn't know what she was saying half the time at first, by the end I could pick out a lot more and make sense of the meaning of what she was talking about or asking us. I could definitely tell an increase in my understanding for listening comprehension, at least.
Yeah, so like it was sort of an immersion.
Definitely. So. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Did you do anything else that was fun while you were there?
We did. We spent whatever time we didn't spend in class, we would go out at night and just walk around, maybe downtown, and we didn't really know exactly where we were going or what we were doing, but we ended up finding something to do all the time. And on nights we didn't feel like walking around, we would hang out in the dorm together, and that was a lot of fun also. So we were busy all the time.
Yeah. Did you go on any weekend trips or anything like that?
Everyone went to Hangzhou, and only like 5 or 6 of us went to Nanjing for the weekend. So they were just quick trips by train.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So would you recommend this trip to other Chinese students or to anybody?
I would recommend it to anyone who's willing to take on the challenge of learning the language. If you don't have any interest in trying to pick up Mandarin, it's going to be very frustrating when you get there because it's not as Western as what I thought it was going to be, and I still worked really hard trying to figure out how to get around and what ordering food and what people were telling me. So I think if you have an interest in trying something a little challenging, definitely go. Going abroad, it has been a great experience, and just going to China makes me want to go travel everywhere else too. So if you get the opportunity, you should definitely go. And the trip is awesome through UK. You have a professor going with you and then other UK students, so you don't feel alone, and it's a really, really good time.
Cool. Do you have anything else you'd like to add about the department or your experience as a Chinese student?
I would just say that at first, Chinese can seem an intimidating language to learn, but I did it because I wanted to really diversify myself as a business student graduating from UK, and it's not as difficult as what you might think it is, and the faculty and teachers at UK do a really good job of moving you from beginner level to intermediate level without it being too overwhelming, and it is possible to do. And if you are interested in learning Chinese, I would say you definitely need to go abroad to learn it because that cultural immersion is the best way to pick it up. And the language is just too difficult to only be studying it here at the university. You need to like go abroad and live there for a little bit to really pick it up well.
I think that's all I've got for you. If you'd like to add anything else about your trip or...
The faculty that we had... Professor Wells that went with us was really awesome. He did a really good job of trying to get us to go out and explore an adventure on our own and really see what there is, what China offers. Mm-hmm. So I liked that he went with us. He was really cool.
Thanks to the College of Arts and Sciences for making this podcast possible.